Welcome to Share Talk. Today we have Geoffrey Dart, who is the chairman of Duke Mount Capital PLC, that listed on the main market London Stock Exchange as ticker DKE last week. Geoffrey, nice to speak to you today.
Well, thank you, John. Pleasure to speak to you.
Very good. So if you can just give our listeners a background as to what Duke Mount Capital do.
Okay, well, Duke Mount Capital's been set up to take advantage of long-dated income. In other words, properties that are at least for 30 to 50 years to housing associations. And we're going to focus initially on the supported living portion of the market, where we can get good returns. And there's a real need both for the long-dated income and also there's a big need for housing. So we see it as a growing sector, and it should grow a lot over the next few years.
And what is your background in relation to this particular sector?
Well, what my background is two things. One as a merchant banker, but I've always been involved in property. My family have always been in property. So we understand the funding of these deals and also the value of the properties. So we've owned a number of businesses, either construction or hotels. We're also in the hotel business, and we're building a number of hotels at the moment, but that's not what we're concentrating on for Duke Mount.
Okay, so I've read from your initial introduction that you're looking to make a number of acquisitions. And how close are you to making these property acquisitions?
Well, we've been working on acquisitions for some time now, probably 12 months, but we needed to get through the listing process before we could go firm on any. So we have a good pipeline of properties, probably up to 100 million. That doesn't mean they're all going to go through. We can't be successful with every deal, but we're working on them. And because of the publicity we received out of the listing, that's brought more deals forward. So we'd like to think that we can make an announcement within the next 90 days about an acquisition.
Okay. I mean, you raised 800,000 British pounds in terms of your listing here. So the figure that's been bandied around is about 100 million, as you just mentioned. So how are you going to make 100 yeah. million's worth of investment if you've only raised 800,000?
Yes, that's a good point. We only needed the listing to comply with our lenders. We're looking to acquire properties on a sale, where we will acquire them and instantly on-sell them to institutions. So it'll be a sale and lease-back arrangement. The appetite by the institutions is very large, and especially for long-dated 30, 50-year income. So that's how we're going to fund them.
Okay. So, I mean, you mentioned maybe news on that within sort of first quarter of three months or so. And is that, how long are you looking into those institutionals are actually interested in what Duke Mount are doing, or are they already interested?
No, that's a good point. They're already interested. We've been working on that for about 18 months to 2 years. So I have other experience personally with institutions and long-dated funding.
Okay, I mean, and then in terms of sort of the longer term news flow, maybe what can we expect throughout the first half of your trading in 2017?
Well, we believe we'll be very active with information. We're not going to just put out a story for story's sake, but we will enter into agreements with different funders in the short term. As I said, we needed to be listed before we could do that. And now we are listed. We can firm up some of the people we've been talking to and hope they'll sign agreements that are binding for the next few years, and they will be both supplying us with product, if you like, and funding it. So two types of contracts.
So would it be fair to say that you are likely not to be going back to retail to be looking to fund Duke Mount in the future?
Correct. We don't intend to do that.
Okay. So as a private investor myself, if I was looking to invest in Duke Mount, what are the key points that you think, you know, the reasons that I should look into invest in yourselves?
Well, what we're looking at is either government or quasi-government behind any of the leases that we're involved in. We're also looking to, so that's the security side of it. We're also looking at paying a dividend. We hope to pay the first dividend within the first 18 months, and we're hoping to pay up to 10%. And so we think we can do that. And that's one of the reasons I'm involved, because I want to see dividends paid out to our shareholders.
And is there anything else that you want to tell us about the company today, Geoffrey?
I think that it's quite a simple business. It might sound complicated, but it is quite a simple business where we look for institutional type leases that we can amalgamate. Advantage here is that we're looking to acquire small property deals, maybe $1 million to $10 million, and then on sell them to institutions. The institutions don't want to deal directly with property developers, small property developers, or small housing associations. So we fill that niche in the middle there, and we have experience to do that through some of our advisors as well as shareholders that have come into the placing.
Okay, Geoffrey. Well, I think that gives us all the information we need for now. So thank you for your time today.
Okay. Well, thank you, John. Thank you very much.
So that was Geoffrey Dart, Chairman of Duke Mount Capital PLC, ticker DKE. Thank you, Geoffrey.
Thanks, John.